Hi, this is Dave Kale, and today I want to talk to you about instilling biblical principles and practices into your business. And specifically, today we're going to be talking about a Christian business culture. Now, leadership in the Bible, or at least business leadership, often involved creating an intense culture within the business. We can see evidence of this in the story of the business person Lydia from the book of Acts. You may recall the story. Paul and Timothy were traveling, spreading the news about Jesus wherever they went. They found themselves in Macedonia and there met Lydia, whom the Bible tells us was, quote, a seller of purple fabrics, a worshiper of God. So we know Lydia was a business person. Lydia listened to Paul, and I'm quoting again, and the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul. And so let's look at what happens next. And again, I'm quoting Acts 16:15. And when she and her household had been baptized, she urged us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay. So Lydia, who had been a follower of God, heard the gospel and responded. Her whole household followed her lead and was baptized along with her. Now, this is one example. There's several others, but this is one example of a phenomena that we see multiple times in the Bible, and that's this. The head of the business decides to follow Christ, and the entire household, all the family, the slaves, the servants, and the employees, follow that lead. Now, just as an aside, a biblical household is an economic unit. A lot of people think it's a family. No, it's much larger than a family. For want of a better term, it's a business. So when you see the word household in the Bible, think in terms of business. So let's stop a minute and think about what this says about the relationship between the head of the household, in our times that would be the CEO, the head of the household, and the folks who worked in the business. What does this incident, this event, have to say about that? Well, there must have been an intense relationship between the head of the business and the employees. And it must have been characterized by a great deal of respect for the leadership of the head of that business. You can almost see them thinking, if he or she decides to do something as important as committing to follow Christ, then we'll do it too. Business leadership in the Bible was about, among other things, creating such a culture. Now, that culture fits perfectly with the biblical mandate to love one another. I'm going to quote here John 13, verses 34 through 35. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Now, as leaders in the business community, we have a responsibility to be mindful of the well-being of our employees and our stakeholders. Love one another begins with loving family and those employees, consultants, contractors, etc., to such an extent that they would gladly follow your lead on important decisions. What would your business be like if you could build such a culture into your organization? Well, just imagine the implications. Your people would feel included and valued. They would grow to respect you and love you back. Productivity would skyrocket. Conflict within the business would ebb. Harmony would take over. Individuals would feel like there was freedom to take risks and grow. Folks would be dedicated to the mission and vision of your business. Your customers and vendors would pick up on that vibe and respond positively. A Christian business culture characterized by love and manifesting itself to an exceptional degree of respect for you would be one of your greatest tools to enlarge your business and multiply its impact. But instilling a culture like that doesn't happen by itself. It doesn't happen overnight. So here's some thoughts about how to do it. Number one, make it an intentional discipline. Now, you're the leader. The responsibility to create the culture is yours. That means that you must think about it relentlessly and then decide willfully and intentionally to act in such a way that builds the culture towards the ideal. It's not going to happen by accident. Whatever it takes for you to give it daily thought, daily activity, elevate it to that level. Building a culture is a discipline. It's not an event. It's like winning a marathon. You know, it takes dedication, discipline, consistent effort. So too does creating a Christian business culture. So, number one, make it an intentional discipline. Number two, don't discourage or be discouraged. Understand that you will probably never achieve the ideal expressed in the biblical model, but that should not dissuade you from trying. Vince Lombardi put it this way: we will relentlessly strive for perfection, knowing full well that we'll never attain it because no one is perfect. But we will strive for perfection because in the process we'll catch excellence. And excellence in a Christian business culture is worth the effort. Number three, start with God. Creating a culture characterized by Christian love begins with developing a loving relationship with God. It wasn't by accident when asked what the greatest commandment was, Jesus replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like that. You should love your neighbor as yourself." Now that's from Matthew chapter 22. "You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment." So first comes loving God, then comes loving others. Now you'll need to work on a loving relationship with God yourself before you can extend that outward to your employees. As your relationship with God grows, so too will your ability to manifest that love to others. And number four, take the first step now. I mean, culture is expressed in what people do. It's a way to characterize the general tone of actions taken and the words expressed consistently within your business. Changing that will be a lifelong challenge. You'll never be completely ready, so start now. Take some positive step today. Creating a loving culture in your organization may be the single most impactful initiative you can undertake. The implications can reach into extended families and stretch across generations. Why not start now? Okay, that's it. Bye-bye. Hi, it's Dave again. Just want to take a second, really encourage you, if you haven't already, to pick up a copy of The Good Book on Business. The Good Book on Business. You can get it at thegoodbookonbusiness.com or Amazon, you know, or wherever books are sold. You can ask for The Good Book on Business. Why am I recommending it? Because there is a world of impact, impact for the kingdom that a Christian business is designed to have that most Christian business people never, ever come into contact with. And because they don't see what it is that God would like for their businesses, they don't pursue the Christian ministry section or part of their business. So this whole world of impact and opportunity for a Christian business never gets realized because people don't understand the power, the potential power of their business. Man, go get this book. You know, it's $13 or $14, you know, less than lunch. Go get a book and expose yourself to it, okay? All right, bye-bye.